Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we are going to do several things because technology was messed up. So we're going to do several things. We're going to have the ministry, and then we're going to read our psalm and scripture. After we read our psalm and scripture, then we're going to have prayer. Then after we have prayer, we're going to then focus on the Selma movie, and then we're going to have other artists whom we're going to listen to. So I thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, and God says that we're going to make it through this, and the sound is not going to distract us, amen? So I trust, and I believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I want to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then after I finish reading that, I would like to then begin to pray, because this is Wednesday and this is our prayer day. And so after we pray, we will begin the talk show ministry. Psalm 136, 1 through 9 reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. Who alone by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I would like to take out this time to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my new connections for listening to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And as I said before, this is a great day to be alive, because God is doing great things in our lives. And we should continue to hold on to our faith and maintain the presence of God, because the presence of God is here. So without further ado, we're going to pray unto God. There are many prayer requests that we have. We have prayer requests for people who are in the hospital, those who are coming out of the hospital. We have prayers for those who are missing in action. We have prayer for those who are just going through the storms of life. And then we have prayers for those individuals who are experiencing great things. And so we're going to pray for everyone, and we're going to allow the Lord to minister unto us and to give us the words to say as we pray. And if the song continues to play, or if the song stops, amen, we will finish as soon as the Holy Spirit finishes. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Let us go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning, Lord, and starting us on our way, Lord. We get into your very presence right now, Lord, and we ask would you clear our minds and our hearts, Lord, for whatever we may be thinking, whatever we may feel. Heavenly Father, we ask that we get into the very presence of you, Lord. And if there's something that is distracting us within our minds or within our hearts, or something that is bothering us, Lord, we ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each person who is on the line, Lord, near and far. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for the upkeep of the ministry and the witch word and the revelation that goes forth in order to help us to be better for you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to help us to continue just to spread the message of God and continue to magnify who you are, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the breath in our bodies. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you for the knowledge and wisdom that you have given unto us. And we thank you for keeping us under the ark of safety as you did Noah and his family. And we ask that would you continue to bless us and protect us and keep us under the ark of safety, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who say, pray for me because they are missing someone or something, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you give those families, Heavenly Father, closure, Heavenly Father. Would you help those families to understand where their loved ones are as they sit in tears, Heavenly Father, wondering and waiting on an answer, Lord. We know that you are a God who knows everything. We know that all we have to do is lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. And we know that all of our help cometh from you, Lord. And we thank you for the answer prayer. We thank you for those answering those family prayers in advance who are missing a loved one, Lord. We thank you for clues, Lord. We thank you for conscious minds opening their mouth and speaking, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for just helping us to understand that you are God and there is none other. We ask that you just grant those individuals who lost their family members on that plane, Lord, would you give them a peace and would you comfort them, because we know that this is a hard time and a big storm that they're going through, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask would you bless the families in Texas, Heavenly Father, who are going through, and would you, we thank you, Lord, for the answers. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation. We thank you, Lord, for the clarity, Lord. We thank you for answers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, those who are going in. We thank you, Lord, for being a great physician, and we ask, would you continue to touch those particular individuals, Heavenly Father, and to heal their bodies from the top to the bottom of their feet, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless our youth, Lord, keep them safe in your care, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless these young people, Lord, to make good decisions in life, Lord, and to keep them out of trouble and hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, we ask that this ministry go forth. Lord, would you disseminate your word? Would you bless the words to come out of this mouth? And would you bless the thoughts, Heavenly Father, to be acceptable in your sight? Would you help us, Lord, to extend our eyes upon to you, Lord, so that we can receive answers and we can receive revelations? In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. Amen. That was the instrumental of I Love You, Lord, Today, and There Is None Like You, and There Is None Like Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we move forward in the name of Jesus, we're going to listen to Brother Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Chicago Choir singing War, followed by Brother Smokey Norfolk, Forever Yours, then Miss Kiara Sheard, Graceland. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry.
When the game's on the line,
throw the hard count, see if they'll tip their
hand. The NFL trusts Duracell Quantum to power their game day communication.
They're busting up the gun. Get out of the pocket.
Hey!
Duracell Quantum lasts up to 35% longer than the con.
Little wrong.
love does not come first. First comes life.
Do you mind if I tell you of the goodness of my Lord? Share some of what he's done for me. How he's opened up so many doors.
Every song, every lyric, every melody for me comes from the inspiration of life. And this music, first and foremost, the deep answer is that it represents the goodness of God. Secondly, it also represents struggle, overcoming, victories, trials, and triumphs, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the ins and outs of just living. And I always want my music to connect to people where they live. Forever Yours, to me, is an extremely special project because I have been working on this project for 6 long, joyful, painstaking years. But I know definitively this is the best CD I have ever done. Musically, creatively, collaboratively with those who I work with, for this project, this is the best CD I have ever done. And Forever Yours is special for so many different reasons. I could go on and on and on, but I guess to summarize why it's so special is because it is an extension of where I am in this new season of life, musically and just literally. It's where I am. It's where I live now. It's where my heart and my mind have grown into. It's the space and place that I'm now occupying, and I think it's a great place to be. My songwriting process is all over the place. There's no one way that I sit down and write a song. Sometimes I start with a lyric, start with an idea, a thought, a word, a phrase. Other times I start with a melody. Because I play, a lot of times playing for me is therapeutic. The only way that I stay sane is that I have a piano somewhere close, and I can go and sit down and play, and then melodies will just spill out. They're driven by the mood, but they spill out, and the creativity, it happens. Some people call it the magic happens. Some people say God inspires, but at the end of the day, the conclusion of the matter is great songs are born, and great songs do great things. I hope and pray that what comes through are the 3 key foundational elements of who I am. I don't want anyone to ever leave my sight, leave my presence, without feeling these 3 things, and that is hope, healing, and empowerment. Irregardless of what you're dealing with, wherever you are in life, whatever struggles, whatever circumstance you're confronted with, this music, I pray, will bring you to a place of victory where you know you're going to make it, you're going to be great, and you're going to have joy at the conclusion of it. As the project began, as it is titled, but I say as a closing salutation, I pray that this music will be forever yours.
I fall short. many times I feel lost. Or if I told you, sometimes I feel like I've wandered off into a place where I've ran out of grace. So many wrongs have come between us. I've got to think where I am.
Mr. Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Choir singing War, and he says, I have joy in my soul. God is in control. Satan is on his track trying to attack. He says, but what? I won't turn back. So he knows that it's going to be war. So we must continue to stay in the race and trust and depend on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then Mr. Smokey Norville gave us an interview, a man that I uploaded from YouTube, and he said, you know, with this new CD, he wants this new CD to touch people in a special way. And the title of it is Forever Yours. And he said, today I lose myself and I give you every single breath. I'm forever yours. How many of you know that when we lose ourselves in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he can use us in a big, big, big way? And so we thank God for that. Then Miss Kiara Shear came and she said, show me the way, Lord, with her CD, No Graceland. And we need the Lord to show us the way, because we're nothing without him and we're everything with him. Without further ado, I would like to play this commercial for the Selma official trailer. And this particular movie is coming out in January on the 9th. And so be sure to go out and watch that particular movie. But I'm going to play this particular trailer here for your hearing. And then I'm going to kind of give you a creative twist on the implications or what happened during the time in 1965. So I'm going to give you a little brief synopsis, especially for our youth, you know, because one of the most important things is understanding history. But before you go and read about it or you go and see the movie, you need to understand a little bit about the background and why you're watching it, okay? So I'm going to play this particular trailer, and a commercial may come on, who knows. But if it does, that's fine. But we're going to play the Selma official trailer, and then I will come with you with a little, you can call it a poem, but also you can call it a little piece that I wrote so that you can remember the importance of watching this film and so you can understand why you're watching it, okay? Thank you.
He's got supporters. Detroit, New York, Los Angeles, inciting large-scale arrests and sympathy marches.
I'm very aware of that, Mr. Hoover. What I do know is
nonviolence.
What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Mr. President, Dr. King is here.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help, Dr. King. This thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You got one big issue. I got 101.
Selma, it is.
Here is the next great battle.
Selma's the place, and they ready.
Dr. King!
I tell you, that white boy can hit.
You will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
You actually, they're going to kill our children.
Into rural Alabama, it's got to be open season.
May I have a word?
There's no word to be had.
The people.
There are 70 million people watching. These pictures are going around the world.
We must make a massive demonstration.
White, black, and otherwise. Come to Selma.
I heard about the attack of innocent people. I couldn't just stand by.
Looks like an army out there.
This revolution goes on and on. This revolution goes on and on.
Not I have seen the glory. 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 Hallelujah.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
All right. That was the trailer for Selma. And that comes out, as I said before, on January the 9th. It hits all theaters. It has already played in, like, Los Angeles, New York, and some other places. But I know for Texas, the opening night is January 9th, so make sure to go out and take the kids out to watch that particular movie. And so I was thinking of a creative way to reach our youth and to reach other individuals before you go out and watch the movie. And for those of you who already know what happened, then you can relate to this particular piece that I wrote. But I want to read it to you, and I want you to think about the implications, and I want you to think about why everyone is able to vote, including women, men, everyone of all colors, why we're able to vote. So here it goes. It all started on a bright morning in March of 65. Dr. King followed his dream, y'all, to make voting rights come alive. He led thousands of people to the Capitol. In Alabama, Dr. King began to build his dreams without a nail and hammer. The campaign in Selma, Alla, friends, ended up in mass arrest, but Dr. King was a praying man and knew this was a test. In the eve of 65, Dr. King sent telegrams. He wanted many people to come and march and understand the great I am. We're talking about Jesus Christ. So as the people gathered to march that day, they were told that's not okay. So Dr. King still followed his dreams and prayed on anyway. How many of y'all know that prayer works? On March 15th, back in 65, God was still answering prayers. Yeah, I know he was alive. So Lyndon B. Johnson rose up and said, their cause must be our cause. So it was on that day that we had a voting cause. We were able to vote because of Dr. King and others who spoke up for our rights. Now, as this writing suggested, everything that those gentlemen and ladies went through was not indicated in that brief little poem or synopsis, okay? Because they had to go through a lot. When I say they, I'm speaking about Dr. Martin Luther King and all of the individuals who marched. They had to go through a lot. They had to go through being arrested. They had to go through persecution. They had to go through people hating them just because of the color of their skin. You know, and Lyndon B. Johnson told Dr. Martin Luther King, he says, look, we've already passed the civil rights movement. You know, I don't want to throw something else and cause a lot of chaos and get people hurt. And Dr. King saw the urgency. He says, I need my people to vote. And that's when he brought everybody together as a unified body so that we can have fair and equal rights. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't matter what color you are, where you come from, it's very important that you vote so that your voice can be heard. Because there's no sense in us complaining, right, when something passes and we didn't vote. So it's very important that we understand the history of why we're going to see this movie entitled Selma. What is the significance? Why was this movie even created? Because we need to know how history was made. And on my next segment, I'm going to focus on the youth, because history nationwide is the lowest scoring subject nationwide, period. Why? Because we haven't updated textbooks. We don't really talk about history because we're so concerned about other things that the state requires. And so history kind of get put at the back burner. And so where do we get history? How many history channels do we have? How many reality channels do we have? And we wonder why our students don't understand and appreciate who they are. It's because we don't see the struggle on television, you know? I mean, back in the 50s and 60s, you just couldn't go to the voting polls if you were a certain color, if you were a certain gender in some areas. But the struggle is real. And everything that we have, someone had to speak up for it. And so what God is saying is that if you have a cause, if you have a gift or talent, he says, then use it. Dr. King was good at bringing people together. And that's what this movie is about, bringing people together for a cause, for a important cause, in order to help the good of the whole. He served the people. This wasn't just for him and his family. This was for all men and women. And in his speeches, if you listen to his speeches, what I really like about him is he was concerned about everyone. It wasn't just his culture or his people or just his children. He said our children. So he's speaking about everyone, and that's the type of service that God is looking for from us. Okay? All right, so I wanted to read that to you. I'm not finished with this particular series because I'm going to bring it from the perspective of schools. And then after we watch the particular movie, we're going to talk about it. And I'm also going to analyze the characters. I'm going to put the characters on my page, and I'm going to kind of give a, just from studying, kind of give a synopsis of what to expect in the movie from those characters, their personalities, and then we go watch the movie, and then we see how close the analyzations were. We're going to do that, so that's going to be fun. Okay, so next in our program, we're going to play our three gospel artists, Miss Tamela Mann, I Can Only Imagine, Salisa Knowles and the Brown Singers, The Evolution Continues, and Brother William McDowell with Holding Nothing. And we're going to actually listen to an 8-minute interview with the Manns. And this is 8 minutes, 49 seconds, and I'm going to start implementing some of these because I want you guys to know who these gospel artists are. You know, I go to different events, and I have the opportunity to see them, but some individuals do not. And so I want to give you that experience on the Love of Jesus ministry. So this particular video, as I said before, is 8 minutes, 49 seconds. And you have the opportunity today to actually hear the man's in an interview. And it's still loading, so just be patient, please.
Welcome to Straight Talk. I'm your host, Eddie Velez. A lot of us may have said... affectionately know them as Mr. Brown and...
Not my Cora.
They are with us today, David and Tamela Mann on Straight Talk, and we're going to be having a fantastic time talking about celebrities and servanthood. Good to have y'all on the show.
Good to be here.
I thought all along that the white goatee man was legitimate and truthful.
It's coming. And as the years go by, it's starting to white on its own. I won't need the makeup in the
tweezers.
I tried that, but they keep coming back faster than I can pull them, and that hurts.
I have no hope. Good to have you guys. You guys have had an incredible run of success by God's grace.
Yes. Nothing but.
He has trusted y'all with much. Singing with Kirk Franklin and the family.
Wow.
Stage plays.
Yeah.
Television, motion pictures.
Yeah.
And even we're going to be talking in a future episode with you about an incredible CD project that you have out.
Yeah, the master plan, exactly.
How do you guys stay focused and grounded on just being, I don't know, the normal people that you started out being before all this?
Well, we don't get caught up in the hype, for one.
Yeah, this is what we do. It's not who we are. And I think where a lot of people get caught up in this celebrity, if that's what you want to call it,
sure,
is the lack of accountability.
Right.
We hold each other accountable. There's been some times when she pulled me to the side and said, mm-mm, that ain't going to work, and don't, that's not of God.
Like she read you.
Alluring.
Yeah. And that's what we need. A lot of times we get people that are surrounding the celebrities,
right,
and everybody has hidden agendas and won't say, hey, look.
And yes to everything. And you don't need anybody to say yes to everything.
You need to tell them what you need them to hear.
Yes. Exactly.
That's great. So you guys, you were expressing to me before in the back dressing room about your burden and passion for servanthood.
Yeah.
Why is that important?
Well, because first and foremost, this is what it's all about, ministry.
But you guys are stars. Let's just be real.
Well, we all stars in God's eyes.
Oh, my.
I felt a shadow, man.
We are. I mean, but to be able to serve, to me, that's most and foremost important.
Right.
Because to go home and be able to even just cook for my pastor, invite him over and cook for him and his family and other people from the church, go to the church and actually serve others, other artists that, you know, in our caliber.
That come in. You don't hire a chef or caterer?
They might, but if I'm there, I would rather do it.
You make your own macaroni and cheese.
Eat my own macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my. Yeah. Tamela Mann can burn.
Yes, but I'm...
I'm going to give you a fan. We were special guests at this conference.
Sure.
And, you know, after they get through, we got through doing what we were doing. We go back and have the dinner and everything.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the table, and she get up from the table and start collecting the plates. The pastor, like, lost it. What are y'all doing? It's the pastor. She got up and started serving, and she had to explain to the pastor, Pastor, I understand where you're coming from, and I do apologize if I offended you, but I'm just a servant.
I really am.
This is what
heart.
We do. When we get home off the road and all the without all the cameras and the all of this, we get home, we want to serve at church. We come to serve.
Yeah.
That's absolutely incredible. Now, you guys are going to be embarking on an endeavor with respect to a cruise that's going to be going down into the Caribbean.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
David, talk to us about that.
It's called Cruise with the Calls.
Cruise with the Calls.
Say that five times.
No. Cruise with the Calls.
Cruise with the Calls.
Put together by Matthew Dunaway. And God has given him a vision to go out to different countries and just do mission work. And when he approached us with it, it was like, well, let's see what it's about. It's a cruise it's a real diverse cruise. You
yes.
have people like the Crab, Jason Crabb and his family.
John Hagee,
Bishop Paul Martin and Paul and Deborah Martin, Donnie McClurk and Tamela and myself. So it's a real diverse cruise.
Wow.
And what it is, you know, you have this week seminars. I think they're going to have a women's conference on it. There's going to be men's conference. Any conference you need is going to be on this cruise, from marriage. And what it is, we go to Jamaica, and we have 2 days. We're going to the schools, going to all the schools there in Jamaica, and we do mission work. We just tell people about our Savior.
Right.
Go to the streets and tell them about our Savior. At the end of the cruise, the 2 days, we have this huge night where all the artists come, the preachers come, and we just have this huge night of
church.
Just church.
Now, David, I would have to ask you, and Tim, you could jump in for this as well. You know, celebrities, whether it's tragedies in Haiti, Katrina, and other catastrophic events, celebrities often will surface at those times and want to show their servanthood. And you know, we saw Frank Lucas and, you know, handing out turkeys in Harlem. Is servanthood, what's the genuineness of it for you? Why is servanthood important to you?
Because when you think, when I think back how poor that I grew up and things that I couldn't get, I mean, even with my family, I mean, it's just the fact of reaching out, giving back. From, I mean, like, you think about what you went through and you want to make it a little lighter for another child or another kid that went through the same sufferings that you went through.
Right.
So to me, that's the ministry of it, and it gives you such a great, it's like, I can't even explain the feeling that it gives you, the warmth that it gives you. When you give to somebody who's in need and you're not only just thinking about what you need, but you're giving somebody else that needs worse than you.
Yeah.
And there's always someone that's worse off than you.
Absolutely.
And for me, like, I have this thing, and they always give me, Christmas is not, like, the big giving time for me. Christmas and Thanksgiving is not the only time that people on the street are hungry.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not the only, but we come out, we got to feed them Thanksgiving, which is fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
But
there are other days that people are on the streets hungry.
Yeah.
And so I believe we got to do something all year round for people.
Right.
I mean, we can do for Christmas, we can do for Thanksgiving, but don't forget about those other days that people are out there starving. Not only, you know, from a physical, but spiritually.
Sure.
So we got to get out there and do stuff all year round.
You know, the Apostle Paul says over there, I think in Philippians chapter 2, that don't look out only for your own burdens, look out for the burdens of others also.
Yeah.
How does that chemistry, that work, servanthood, work for you guys when you're on the road doing either stage plays or filming a movie? And do you find each other? You guys serving each other there?
Yes.
Are you helping Floyd the Barber? Floyd the Barber helping Tyler?
We're always
helping one another. And the thing for me as the woman, I'm not going to let any other woman outdo me doing for my husband.
So what did you just say?
I'm not going to let any other woman outdo me for my husband.
I mean,
it's just like, even we have people that help for his wardrobe, but he'll come to me or I'll go to him and I'll fix his shirt or whatever.
And it's just a habit.
I tell them, it's not that I'm trying to take your job or do your job, but I'm just a very hands-on person.
Right.
And when it comes to him, I want to make sure that everything is taken care of for him. I mean, that goes, like, you know, into, like, marriage.
We have a keeper, and Sugar, I'm doing the cooking for this. Daddy wants the eggs a certain way, so I'm going to do the cooking today. So thank you very much.
Yes, but
sit back.
But
she'll take her earrings and her shoes off.
No, it doesn't get ugly.
But you let them know that, I'm here to, and it's the same way. I always tell her, and she says it's a selfish statement, but I always tell her that there is no possible way that she can love me as much as I love her.
And I was like, that's wrong.
That's not good. You shouldn't make that kind of statement, but okay, show me.
No, that's great. We've been talking to David and Tamala Mann, affectionately known by so many of us as
Mr. Brown and
Carter, get in there, sit down.
An incredible couple, and we're going to be talking to them about marriage and about an incredible project that she has out, and you're going to definitely want to be a part of our interviews to come right here on Straight Talk. Take care.
Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I'm when I see when I say his return.
Oh.
All right, we heard from Sister Tamala Mann. She said, I can only imagine. And she took us to that place within our minds, and she was standing in front of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we stand before our Lord. What are we going to say? Are we going to be speechless? Are we going to dance before the Lord? What are we going to do when we stand before the Lord? Then we heard from Sister Lisa Knowles and the Brown Singers, and they said, what he's done for me, the Lord has done a lot for each and every one of us, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Then we heard from Brother William McDowell, and Brother William McDowell said that in that particular song that we're withholding nothing within that particular song, and that we give everything unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so with those three songs, we concluded the Love Lift Jesus ministry. And so now what we're going to do is I want to end with a song by Sister Beverly Crawford, and it's entitled Just As Soon. And in parentheses, it says, I'll be shouting because the Lord is just that good, and he is worthy to be praised. So I'm going to go ahead and play this particular song. Then afterwards, I'm going to go on with the announcements, and I'm going to bid you a good evening. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna lay down.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Sister Beverly Crawford. I tell you what, every time I get ready to listen to her music, my heart just races. My adrenaline rushes because the Holy Spirit is totally, 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 totally in control of her voice and of her anointing. And so she's a powerful, 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 powerful person in the gospel ministry. Check out Sister Beverly Crawford. And I tell you what, you think that the anointing is strong when you hear her on the radio or on a CD or wherever you hear her, but when you hear her in person, she brings the spirit with her. I'm telling you, you have to hear her for yourself. You have to go and listen to her. And I'm not promoting her or anything. I'm promoting the Holy Spirit. If you want to experience the presence of God, go to a Beverly Crawford ministry show. That's what it's called. It's a ministry, but we call it a show. And so go there. Go, and just listen to her music. Buy her CD. You'll be in the presence of God, I'm telling you. She's powerful, powerful, powerful. And I have to be obedient unto God. I have to be obedient. I know the time is well spent. But I have to play this one more song by Sister Beverly Crawford entitled He Lives. Now, I'm going to tell you, I haven't heard this particular song on this video. But as I was listening to Sister Beverly Crawford and getting ready to wrap up this particular ministry, the Lord says, play He Lives. And I'm going to play this song, then I'm going to go to the announcements. And once again, thank you for hanging in there with me.
Come on, put your hands together. You know He lives. I serve a risen Savior in this world today. I know that He is living wherever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer.
Yeah.
Beverly Crawford with He Lives. I tell you, I get so excited in my spirit every time I hear the voice of God through her music, because she is so anointed and she's real. And that's what God says. He says she's just real. She worships God and she lives for God each and every day on a reality basis. She's not just up singing. She actually lives what she sings. And so that was He Lives, and Sister Beverly Crawford singing that song. Hey, man, I'm so excited. I have enjoyed my time here with you guys on this evening. I have a few announcements, and I promise you I'm going to bid you good evening. Please continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, talk show hosts, actors, actresses, journalists. Hey, man, my new friends, journalists, and any type of individual who has a positive message, please, please connect with me. I'm on several media sites. You can connect with me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I would love, love, love to connect with you concerning the ministry of God. In addition to that, just encourage yourselves and make sure that you're praying for 325 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. And please pray for those that you know and those who you don't know. In addition to that, be sure to reach for your calendars. Put it in your cell phone. The first Saturday in June, God's will, we will have a youth conference. And this conference is entitled Save Our Youth, and we're going to focus on the 40% of males, and we're going to also focus on things that go on with our females as well. And then we're going to come up with solutions. We're going to already have a workshop with solutions and how we can help our young people continue to be successful or to become successful. In addition to that, I want to thank each and every one of you for reaching out to me. As I said before, this ministry that God has given has really pushed me to become a better person as far as the ministry is concerned. And, you know, I want to continue to do this. And I thank all of the people who have been in the industry and who's, like, doing great things and on the big screen and all that, who's reaching out and just giving me pointers and helping me out. You know, I'm totally open. Totally open, because I want to make sure that, you know, I continue to connect with people and, you know, things like that. And I so appreciate all of the positive feedback from the concerning the ministry and the people who come on the ministry. I appreciate all of that. And so I'm just so excited, because I know that God has much in store, not only for me, but for you as well. And at this particular time, I could not forget to say that I recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you. He is the best thing that could probably or that will happen unto you. Once you experience the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I tell you, you will never be the same. If you ask Saul, you can ask a lot of individuals in the Bible. You can read that, read the Bible, and see where those individuals or what happened to those individuals once they really came to know who our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was. So, as I said, I really recommend that you make yourself available to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we approach a new year. Some people didn't make it. And, you know, we have to work while it's day, because when night comes, it said, no man worketh. And we must work while it's day. We must work while we can see, while the blood is running warm in our bodies, and while our eyes are lifted up looking unto the heels of God. I want to play this one song that's coming on right now, and it's entitled, I'm Available to You. And we have to make sure that we're available unto God. And this is Miss Melinda Watts featuring Jay Moss. I'm available to you. So we want to make sure that we're available to God. Amen. So just listen to this song. And then if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.